The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back to another edition of our podcast. I'm Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. This week's question is from Errol in Bochum, Germany. He would like to know, what is chewing gum made of? Chewing is obviously part of our human nature. Children love to chew in their toys, and some adults gladly nibble away on the end of a pencil. The need to have something rubbery in our mouth goes back to the Stone Age. Back then, people chewed on birch resin. Later, ancient Romans and Greeks chewed on pistachio tree resin, known as mastic or spirit gum. The Incas and Aztecs also chewed on their form of gum early on. They produced the chicle out of the juice of the sapodilla tree. And today, all around the world, people chew gum. Approximately 900,000 tons each year. That's the same as roughly 180,000 fully grown African elephants, if they were, of course, made of chewing gum. You should be able to chew gum for some time without it dissolving. A determining factor is its chewable base. Nowadays, modern chewing gum consists mainly of a polymer mixture. Polymers are large molecules made of many single building blocks and are, for example, a base for producing plastics. A smaller yet important part of the chewing gum's polymer mixture is the polymer polyisobutene, abbreviated PIB. By the way, the world's largest manufacturer of this raw chewing gum base is a company known as the Badische Aniline und Soda Fabrik, or BASF, where it is called Openol. A piece of chewing gum consists of about 20 to 30% of this polymer containing chewable mass and about 60% sugar. The rest is color and aroma. A piece of chewing gum made of plastics? That doesn't sound very tasty at first, but the ingredients are completely non-toxic and harmless. And PIB is ideally suited for chewing gum. It makes chewing gum pliable, easily takes on the other ingredients, and it has a neutral taste. And besides, PIB allows the characteristics of the chewable mass to be varied, allowing for making adjustments possible in the feeling of chewing. In some countries, they like it pliable, nice and soft. In other places, they like a somewhat harder training for their chewing muscles. There is so much more that can be done with PIB than just chewing it. Depending on the polymer, it can be either tough like rubber or thick like syrup. And it's sticky, and that's why it's an integral part of many different products, like the sticky part of Band-Aids, as a window sealant, cable isolation, or as an adhesive tape for leaky pipes. Soon, you might even be able to fix a flat tire on your bike with a special PIB patch. Well, we haven't gotten that far yet. Still, chewing gum can bring many interesting ideas to mind. Through the constant chewing motion, more oxygen gets to the brain, which puts our brain cells into motion and strengthens the level of our concentration. Okay, I'm gonna load up on chewing gum so my brain will be up and running for the next episode. And you? Until next week, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter, saying bye for now.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.